This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Peter Bluvas, PETERBLUVAS, date of birth 04/27/1949, date of appointment August 10th, 2023, requesting physician Michael Sheridan, MICHAELSHERIDAN. Dear Dr. Sheridan, I have the pleasure of seeing Peter Bluvas today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who came to my office with his friend. He has a 30-year history of seizure. He went to the Mayo Clinic and where carbamazepine was started. Seizures are couple of times per month. Typical seizure is no warning. He dropped his head, zone out, sometime blacked out, becomes confused, sometimes shaking, no tongue biting, but he bit inside of the mouth. He looks like in a sleep state, eyes initially open and then close. He falls couple of times and trying to get up. He does not remember anything. One day he let the horses out. He feels vertigo all the time. Physical therapy done for vertigo without any help. During vertigo, he feels everything is moving, cannot focus. He had a stroke in 2018. He does not know which side was weak. Seen by Dr. Lynch, L-Y-N-C-H, and Dr. Ubaid, U-B-A-I-D, as vagal nerve stimulator. Taking carbamazepine, 200 milligram, 3 times daily. Past medical history, adjustment disorder, benign prostatic hypertrophy, stroke, diabetes, epilepsy. Urinary frequency, hypothyroidism, history of Lyme disease, depression, nocturia, vitamin D deficiency, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, vagal nerve stimulator, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, atorvastatin, Synthroid, oxybutynin, carbamazepine, Dutasteride, vitamin D, baby aspirin, insulin. Social history, smoke half a pack of cigarette per day. He's a retired veteranian. He's widowed. lives alone, have four children. Family history, mother deceased, father deceased with Parkinson's disease. Three brother, one has a prostate problem. Review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he has a seizure, unsteady gait. Physical examination, blood pressure 180 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft ball zone present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. Mild action, tremor of the hands and tremor of the head present. Motor system examination is 10545, except left upper extremity 4.545. Deep tender reflex is 2 or 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed absent vibratory sensation in the right foot. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, essential tremor. Number 4, stroke. Number 5, gait ataxia. Number 6, vertigo. Next paragraph. Patient had already blood test done. I would like to order EEG, EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to add Keppra 500 mg 2 times daily. I will continue the carbamazepine 200 mg 3 times daily. I would like to see him back in my office when all these tests will be done.